Amen. Glad my sins are gone.
Amen.
Glad my sins are under the blood.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. The Bible says, as far as the east from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. I'm glad today to know that the blood is sufficient.
Amen.
Amen. No preacher says that, amen, Jesus plus nothing, minus nothing, is salvation. I mean, you don't mean to add to or take away to the saving grace of God and the saving blood of Christ. Amen. He is sufficient. Amen. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And I'm glad today that God's grace is sufficient for us. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Jude. Starting reading at the third verse today. Amen. We're going into revival tomorrow night, and I count it an honor and privilege to stand up here and maybe what I might consider kick off the revival the night before. Amen. Maybe get the ground, the good ground, amen, tilled up a little bit so that the preachers maybe have something, amen, to work with tomorrow night. But the Bible says in Jude, there's only one chapter in Jude, so we'll go down to verse 3. Jude verse 3 says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of a common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. That's as far as we're going to go there. Let's all bow our heads and have another word of prayer before we get into the message. Dear gracious, kind, heavenly Father, Lord, as we come in today, Lord, we're thankful, Lord, dear God, for this opportunity once again to stand behind the sacred desk, Lord, something we don't take lightly. We just pray tonight, Lord, that you'll help our voice, Lord, dear God, that you'll just help us to step out of the way. God, that your spirit will take hold and take control of this service tonight and have free course and let your word go out and not return void, Lord, but accomplish that purpose whereunto you sent it tonight. We know that you have a purpose for the word going out tonight. We pray tonight, Lord, it'll be done tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Bible here talks about something of, amen, that come to my mind this morning, come to my attention as I was listening to the congregation sing, as I was pondering on what to preach tonight. Amen. The word that come to my mind was earnestly contend, amen, for the faith. And I began to look at that, began to read about that, and look a little bit about that, found it over here in Jude, and I just couldn't get off that today. So, amen, that'll be the run of the message tonight, is earnestly contend for the faith. Amen. Now, Jude said here it was the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. The faith that has been handed down from generation to generation, the faith of which we believe in Jesus Christ, amen, is something worth fighting for, amen. You believe that?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Jesus, what he did on Calvary, what he did for us, amen, the faith of which we've heard from the very beginning, Paul told, I believe it was Timothy, to hold fast at which thou hast heard from the very beginning, knowing that of whom thou hast heard them. Amen. Today I believe the faith is worth fighting for. It's worth contending for.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible later on down there talks about Michael in verse 9.
Yeah.
Amen. Contending with the devil. He was contending over the body of Moses.
Yeah.
Amen. Michael found something worth contending over.
Yeah.
Amen. A man of God who had died in the faith. Amen. In the faith that had continued on down through the generations. As the children of Israel went out of Egypt and as they were crossing over into the promised land, amen, they was fighting their way through there. Amen. Why? Because they had something worth fighting for.
Amen.
On down through the ages, we hear of Abraham, we hear of Moses, we hear of Paul, we hear of Peter, amen, the disciples, every one of them except John was martyred, died a martyr's death. Amen. Because there was something about salvation that was worth fighting for.
Amen.
Man, it's ever been as precious today as it was in those days. Man, but I believe it was Peter said, unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Amen. The faith that we're contending for today in this world is precious. Amen. When Jesus went inside the temple and he had him a whip, I believe, with a cat of nine tails. I can't remember what he's called it. Amen. But he went in there with a whip and a scourge, and he began to drive the people out that were selling them. Amen. Inside the temple, he said, "You've made it a den of thieves. This is a house of prayer." Amen. He was contending for the faith. Amen. What does contend mean? It means to come up against. It means to stand up against in the name of something else. Amen. It means to put all that you've got into it because there's something that's worth standing for. Ephesians over there, I began to read this earlier this week about the armor of God, where it talks about putting on the whole armor because we do what? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against dark and rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places. Amen. Therefore, as a soldier of Christ, we need to have the whole armor of God on so that we can go against the devil and be able to stand up. The Bible says in verse 13 of Ephesians 6, having done all to stand. Sometimes you can't do nothing but just stand.
Amen.
The Israelites, they was getting ready to get out of Egypt. They had made their way to as far as they could go. And as they looked back, Pharaoh's army was coming after them. Amen. And the Red Sea was on this side. You might say they were between a rock and a hard place. But I'm glad that rock was Christ.
Amen.
They had a good place to be.
Amen.
As they looked towards that river, they began to murmur and complain. And God told Moses to stretch his rod out over the sea. He had used his rod many times before. Amen. Cast it down before Pharaoh and it became a big snake. And the magicians did the same thing, but Moses' snake, his rod ate those other ones up, showing the preeminence and the power of God. Amen. And he stretched that same rod forth on the Red Sea, and I believe it says that there was a great east wind that came and blew the sea back.
They
walked across on dry land. The rock was Christ that led them through there. Amen. As Moses went through there, they had something to stand on. Amen. They didn't have anything left to do. But Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, sometimes it's hard. Amen. When everything is going on around us. Amen. With our fleshly eyes, our carnal eyes, to stand still and see everything that's going on about us. But God says, I want you to watch what I can do. Amen. When you call on my name, when you believe in me, I want you to see the things that I can do for you. Amen. And don't try to dabble in it because all you'll do is mess it up. Well, what do you think would happen if Israelites had just jumped in that river and tried to go across it? They'd been ones drowning instead of Pharaoh. God made a way for them. Amen. When there was no way, God made a way for the children of Israel. And I tell you what, he will do the same for me and you today. We see evil on every side. The love of many is waxing cold. Iniquity and sin is abounding everywhere you look. They're passing abominable laws in the face of God. But I tell you what, as a Christian today, amen, we need to stand up boldly.
Amen,
go before the throne of grace, as Brother Joe said earlier this week. Amen, and go before the throne of grace and call upon the name of God. And he'll give us the backbone, amen, and the wherewithal to stand on the rock and say, my mind is made up, amen, and contend for the faith, amen. Earnestly contend for the faith. What does that word earnestly mean? Amen. It talks about zeal in the margin there in the Bible. A zeal is it's an excitement, it's a passion. Amen. It's something that you believe in with all your heart. You earnestly, with all of your being, you put yourself into that. That's what he says. And earnestly contend for the faith. Amen. This was toward the very last book of the Bible. Revelation comes right after this. So you need to believe that, amen, the Bible was almost getting ready to wrap up. This was after Christ was crucified. Amen. And the church was about to come into play. Amen. So I'm telling you, this was after the Old Testament and after the New Testament. And if it was important right then at the dawn of Christianity, it's important right now at the setting sun. Because I believe we ain't got much longer, Brother Jerry. We're at the twilight. Amen. That's the point where the dawn and dusk, amen, where the horizon meets the darkness of night. Amen. And we see that in this world today. Wars and rumors of wars. The seas raging, the hurricanes we've had. Amen. All the things that Jesus has already spoke of come to pass and continue to come to pass. He said, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
More now than ever, we need to contend
right.
for the faith. We need to do it earnestly, from the heart.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to do it from the heart. Amen. When we go out and witness, when we go out to, and visit, when we get on the radio show, when we get up here behind the sacred desk, whatever we do, do all in the name of the Lord, and do it with your whole heart. Amen.
Amen.
God said to love Him with your heart, all your heart.
Right.
Amen. If your heart is in it, amen, then God will bless.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. He'll bless every time. Why? Because you earnestly want to please God.
Right.
You earnestly want to praise Him. And we've all got a job to do in the church today, even amen. If it's nothing more than contending for the faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every time we have a revival, every time we have a singing, every time we get out on our job, amen, there's opportunity to contend for the faith. This week, I tell you what, it's a devil has been fighting me, man. I can feel it. Amen. He's fought me, amen, for the last couple of weeks. Amen. And the Lord came back and rescued me last Sunday when Randy preached on that message. I got all over my toes, but that's fine. Amen. I got where I needed to be with the Lord after that. Amen. The devil is going to be raging because he knows his time is short. Amen. So we need to put everything we got into this revival.
That's right.
Because you best believe the devil will.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do everything he can. He's here to seal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
He wants to destroy all the works of God.
Amen.
Jude here was serious. This is one of the most boldest, bloodiest epistles you'll read in the Bible.
Yeah.
He talks about ungodly men and uses that one word several times in one verse. He calls out some people. He calls them twice dead and plucked up by the roots. Amen. He was no bones about it. Amen.
Right.
He taught it. Like it was,
amen. Yeah.
Later on in the chapter, he tells them, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Give it all you got for Christ. Because he gave everything for me and you. Everything he had, he gave for me and you. He gave up his glory in heaven, came down to this earth, amen, was born in swaddling clothes, approaching the Christmas season. He was born as just a babe, without anything. He was as poor as they could get.
Amen.
And they sent gifts to him, frankincense, gold, and myrrh.
Yeah.
Amen. Gifts for a king, because he was a king.
Right.
Amen. He came to this world first time. He came as a sacrifice. He came as a lowly lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah.
When he returns the second time, it'll be as a king.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to be with him. I want to be in that number.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says when the saints go marching in, the Bible, but the song says when the saints go marching in, amen, I want to be in that number.
Amen.
Yeah.
I want you to be in that number tonight when the saints go marching in. Amen. There's all kinds of different places in the Bible that talks about contending for the faith. I was going to go there tonight, but I feel like my heart's been cleared.
Bless
amen. I want you to know, amen, tonight, the Lord wants you to know that He is with you.
Yeah,
amen. He said He'd go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I've been learning quite a bit as me and Jerry go out and visit. Amen. Amen. The Lord has been there every time we have crossed the door of a hospital room or, amen, crossed the threshold of somebody's house. The Lord has been there every time.
Praise the Lord.
Time we have a successful meeting like that, it makes it that much easier to go out and witness to those that aren't as fortunate as us. Jerry told me last week, he said, you know what? We're going to have to find some lost people to go witness to. I said, Lord, bring it on.
Yeah,
I want to be able to win some people to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. This is no time to
amen.
Sit down on the Lord. We're about to go into revival this week. Amen.
Amen.
We need to be revived. I need to be revived.
Amen. Amen.
I need to be closer with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said later on in Revelation, strengthen those saints which remain, which are ready to die. Amen. That's what the Bible's about.
Amen.
Lift it up, amen, our holy hands. Amen. And give a little bit of spirit in your bones. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, brother.
They was telling me about how good a service they had this morning. Amen. The Bible says, covet earnestly the best gifts. And buddy, I coveted a service like that this morning. Let me tell you. Where we was at was like a valley of dry bones. Amen. That's what we need, though. We need to have that spirit about us.
Right.
The spirit of God is a quickening spirit.
Amen.
It's the one that's going to raise us up from the grave. Amen.
Right.
We sing that song, and no grave going to hold this body down.
Amen.
Because the spirit of God is within us.
Amen.
It'll grab us and take us up to be with Christ.
Amen.
That's what I'm earnestly contending for today.
Yeah.
That's something worth fighting for, amen.
Amen.
I hope you think so too. I hope you feel it in your soul. We go in this revival this week. Let's remember, we need to earnestly continue. We need to earnestly pray for the preachers. Earnestly pray for the singers. Put our heart into it and we'll see things happen. Over the book of Acts, it talked about how when the church was first forming, 3,000 souls, about 3,000 souls were saved. And the Lord added to the church daily as such as should be saved.
Amen.
The Lord added. Why? Because they were earnestly continuing for the faith. They earnestly, they had something about them in their heart. Amen. That was genuine. Amen. That was real. All of a sudden they believed, they were together, they had all things common. We talked about the common salvation. That's what he's talking about. It's nothing, amen, that's too high for me and you to attain. Amen. It's something that all men, amen, have access to. Amen. Before it was the Jews only that had access to that, but when Christ came, he broke down the middle wall of partition, amen, from the top to the bottom. Amen. And those that worship afar off, the Gentiles, me and you, we have, amen, right to the throne of grace.
Amen.
We can go right into the holies of holies and meet with the Lord. Amen. That verse was on my heart not too long ago, and I began to pray. Every time I begin to pray, and I still try to do it, I begin to picture myself right at the feet of the throne room of God, because that's what the throne of grace is.
As if
I'm right there with Him, and He's looking down on me, and I'm right before that throne.
Amen.
That's exactly what we have as children of God. And let's all stand. Amen. Tonight, if you feel like you've been falling a little short of contending for the faith, if you feel like you've not put your whole heart into worshiping God, not put your whole heart wondering why, amen, that God hasn't sent you to do a work, wondering why you can't figure out what it is that God wants you to do, have you come wholeheartedly,
amen,
to Christ? Search your heart tonight as you play softly on the piano. We ain't going to tarry too long. Leave the words going out. It's going to accomplish His purpose.
Amen.
And don't wait just because tomorrow's revival. Don't wait until tomorrow come out tomorrow night. You know, Jerry said a lot. He said, if I was the missionary tonight, it wouldn't be tomorrow night. I'm going to say that just about every night.
I'm
telling you what, folks, if I was the missionary tonight and getting saved, it wouldn't be tonight.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible says today, now is that point of time. Today is fast. If you need a closer walk with the Lord, amen, that's what this altar is for. Come and pour your heart out to Him.
Amen.
There's many people in the Bible. I think of that woman, I believe it was Mary, who had that alabaster box. She broke the spikenard and the oil that they had. She broke it over the head of Jesus. And the oil became poured down. That's what it means to pour out.
Amen.
Give of yourself to God.
Amen.
And it'll come back to you. Amen. You'll reap what you sow.
Amen.
As you play.